Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This episode is marked for sensitive content. Check content warnings in the episode description before listening. This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
Our wedding day, he was the picture of just perfect husband. He hadn't treated me this well in months. His mom wore white to the wedding. In every single photo my photographer got, she was basically scowling. She couldn't believe I was doing this to her son. And that was like a giant red flag that I just let pass by me. I mean, the photos speak volumes.
When I got tagged in this TikTok that said she and her husband had separated before they even got the wedding photos back, I was like, what happened? Did the mother-in-law break these two up? Hey, it's Abby for the Breakup Breakdown. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode. Do you have a crazy breakup story? Does your friend have a crazy breakup story? Do you follow somebody on social media and you're like, oh my gosh, I think they broke up and I want to ask them about it, but I'm not going to do that. You can submit all of those stories or inquiries in the episode description. You'll see a submission form there. Also, if there's a part of the interview in this episode that you want to jump to, I always keep times DMs in the episode description as well. And if you like following your podcast on social media, you can follow us on Instagram at Breakup Breakdown Podcast. And I always appreciate it when you leave us a positive review. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. You know who's here with me.
Coworker Justin.
Da-na-na-na. And we are here for another dramatic breakup story that is actually coming from the TikTok.
Oh boy.
We've had a lot of those this season, but I feel like we've had a lot of people post about their breakups on the FYP. And it's become sort of like I'm the breakup fairy of TikTok, where like someone will start tagging me and then people kind of pile on, be like, oh my gosh, come on the podcast.
You gotta do it. Maybe that helps you in a way. Like people then...
it makes my life easier. Keep tagging me, people. So I got tagged in this one video and it's probably one of the more viral ones that people have tagged me in. And it's from a few weeks ago, so you might have forgotten it. So I'm hoping I'll be able to jog your memory later. Mm-hmm. But before we get into it, want to let you know what domestic violence shelter we're supporting this week. This week, we are raising awareness for One Place Family Justice Center in Birmingham, Alabama. They have a collaboration between so many local resources that provide coordinated services to victims and survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault through a multidisciplinary team of professionals working together under one roof. Mm-hmm. As always, you can check out those details on how to support and donate in the episode description. So like I said, I got tagged in this video that was going crazy viral. I think there was even one comment that had like 17,000 likes on it.
You just got to get the Breakup Breakdown listeners to bully people into coming on the show.
And she was like, yeah, of course I'll come on. So we got in touch and basically this video said that by the time her and her husband's wedding photos had gotten back to them, they had already broken up.
Wedding photos can take some time. Like, it's a few months before you get those things back.
I was about to say, like, this is either the worst photographer of all time, or they were together for, like, 4 seconds.
The way wedding photography works is they'll send you a few to kind of, like, calm you down so you're not like, where are the photos? And then, like, a few months later, you'll get them all.
I did a little digging, and I went onto this girl's TikTok profile, and I found out that they separated a little over a month after the wedding. And not only that, she's pregnant with his child.
Okay, so that makes it a little more sticky.
I'm surprised you're not more shocked.
Especially if she's pregnant, like, you should stay. But if it's, like, not the one, then it's not the one.
You just got married!
I know! I mean, it took you a real damn long to find out that that's not the one, but, like, if it wasn't gonna go the distance, then why even start the race? Are we positive he's the one that cut it off? I'm just saying, like, maybe he wasn't the one that made the choice, but I personally, in that situation, would try to figure it out.
I guess because she posted about it on TikTok. Like, I guess if she did something wrong, she wouldn't really want to advertise it, right?
Or you just spin the story to make you in the right.
Like, this, we're really just a part of her PR campaign to make her look good.
Yeah, you know, like, you never know.
That's where my mind went, where I was like, damn, like, this must really suck.
If your wife is pregnant, there is a special place for people who leave their significant other or cheat on their significant other while they are literally growing a human that you helped start that process. dance. That's pretty messed up.
Takes two to tango, buddy.
It takes two to tango, but then there's a whole dance for 9 months that the guy does not have to be involved in.
She's in her solo era right now.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. Like, Nicole's going through it right now. I feel like absolutely useless. Nothing I can do to help.
Are you feeling useless, or are you just not being useful?
Probably a little bit of both. You know, I'm building furniture and getting really mad at it. We're out here. I could not imagine a scenario other than maybe them cheating on you or you leave in that situation.
I was about to say, like, what would it take for you to leave Nicole during this time?
Cheating, but even then, like, because there's another whole entity, a person, a thing that is coming that is yours that you need to be involved in. So, like, there's that. You can't just leave.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, that's your baby. But again, we don't know what happened. Yeah. Like, that's why we're here. Maybe she did do something, and you know what? Maybe she's gonna own up to it. So let's find out and break down this week's breakup.
So I was actually taking a little gap year. I graduated high school really early and I went and got a full-time job, saved up some money. So once I was out there for, I think it was 6 months, I had decided to get on Tinder with some of my friends' advice to meet some more people. And I found this guy who basically was saying, like, him and his roommates were looking for people to hang out with. And he had two girl roommates and a guy roommate. So I slid on him. He slid on me and we decided to meet up. And that night we all went out and rode scooters around downtown. From that day on, it was just always together. We were hanging out every day. He moved in. I want to say it was only like 2 months later. It was not long at all.
Why so quick?
Well, something had gone down with his roommates, which I later found out he was hooking up with one of the girls. Didn't know this one at the time, but he moved in with me because they didn't want him in the apartment anymore. A couple of them were wanting to move out too. So since I had my lease and it was crazy expensive for one person, it just kind of worked out too good to be true. I had a small business going for a while and I started that off in spring of that year. He had moved in January. At first, he was just very supportive and wanted to do absolutely anything he could to like see me be successful. So he was working overtime, full time, and I was unemployed trying to get my business off the ground. Eventually, it took off. There was one day he came in from work and he's like, oh, I got a really awesome $200 tip today. And I was like, cool. I made $2,000 today. That was actually the same time we started looking into buying a house because the apartment was getting to be way too small for the business. And we wanted to invest in something that we could flip and get some money out of for the future. We started looking at houses and we found out that the South was insanely cheap. And we found this 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house in the deep South for $70,000. And we ran with it. We bought it. We moved in July. The business was just booming. By January, he had quit his job so he could help with the business. Him helping with the business wasn't really quite as much help as I wanted it to be. Kind of felt like I owed it to him after a little while because he put the down payment down on this house and he helped me get the business off the ground. So I just kind of let him do his own thing. Played video games all the time. We got engaged at Christmas that year. We found out I was pregnant and then on our wedding day, he was the picture of just perfect husband. I swear he hadn't treated me this well in months. His mom wore white to the wedding. His sisters wore like these white coats. My nieces who were in the wedding, they were flower girls. I had picked out dresses and outfits for them that would match the bridesmaids and they put them in whatever they wanted, just completely different outfits than what I had picked out for the wedding. And in every single photo my photographer got, she was basically scowling or like looking really just not happy to be there, except for the photo of her and her son. She was smiling so bright in that one.
What is it about mothers and their sons? I talk about this all the time and I need a therapist to eventually crack it for me because I'm still trying to figure it out. Like, what was it about your dynamic with her?
This is the craziest thing to me because when I first met her, I actually really thought like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get the creme de la creme of mother-in-laws. We have so much in common. We are both like very self-driven women. Like she made a lot of money and she seemed like this very put together, success is what best kind of person. So we had a lot in common or so I thought. And like the first few times I met her, we did Thanksgiving dinner and we did Christmas cookies and she came to my house to visit. Supposedly she helped pick out the engagement ring and everything, and it was this black diamond kind of dealio, which I had said I wanted. So I thought we were on the same page here. And then at a certain point, it just turned really weird. Every time she'd get off the phone with her son, it was something about how I'm not taking care of him, I'm not satisfying him. And like, he would straight up come to me and like say things like that. Remember what she sent me? It wasn't necessarily lingerie, but it was definitely like very, not really something I was expecting to receive from my mother-in-law, like robes and stuff from Victoria's Secret. And he just kind of chalked it up to like, oh, my mom just wants me to be satisfied. And that was like a giant red flag that I just let pass by me and waved at. I shouldn't have. And then I really got rubbed the wrong way with the entire wedding experience, because the entire week she was just baby boy, my baby boy, my baby boy. People in my family were like legitimately very offended because they're all excited about the baby. I mean, even though it's unexpected, it's the first grandbaby, great grandbaby, niece, nephew. So they're all excited as can be about it, and had the audacity to say something to my grandmother along the lines of, well, it's still early, so it might not even be a problem. Word for word, five people heard it. And there's many other things that have been coming out since then where people were like, you know, I heard her say this, but I really hoped I didn't hear her say that. She essentially had said something along the lines of, she couldn't believe I was doing this to her son, even though I was the one on baby prevention and he wasn't. It's very easy to become a part of that 1%. It's an insane realization of like, who the heck did I marry and where did I just marry into? They were literally, I was putting on my wedding dress and my bridesmaid almost said something to my new sister-in-laws because they were in the corner of the room, like looking me up and down, like think like the evil stepsisters from Cinderella. Like they kind of look like that. Like mad crap about me and just the fact I was pregnant and this and that, let alone the fact that one of them was pregnant before her wedding to the point she got eloped early because she didn't want to do the whole wedding thing at that point. No, it's just really confusing. Like you think somebody and their family is one type of person and people. As soon as that ring went on my finger, it was just completely different.
Did you notice a trend between the way he was treating you and the way she was treating you? Did they line up at the same time?
Yeah, it was just kind of at the same exact time. Both of them became like completely detached from me, basically, is the best way to describe it. Literally just like a full 180. Like I really thought, oh my gosh, like they don't make them like him anymore. You know, to be honest, that wasn't remotely true. I was just looking back on the whole first 6 months to a year we had together and just kind of holding on to it for dear life. And basically after I got the engagement ring, he wasn't really into the wedding planning so much. It was basically a lot of like, whatever you want to do, I'm good with. Which, you know, men, you kind of just chalk it up to, of course he doesn't want to plan a wedding with me. That's a girly thing. Yeah, and then it just progressively got worse and worse the closer we got to the wedding. And so I chalked that up to, well, it's the wedding stress. Once we get past the wedding, it'll all be better because everybody's stressed about the planning and everything. And that didn't happen. I was in the hospital because I had some complications just with the pregnancy and I have bad kidneys. So I ended up in the hospital for 4 days. And in those 4 days, we spent the entire time arguing because he didn't want to be there. And he kept telling me he didn't have to be there. I get out of the hospital and I get home. I cleaned the house right before I went in. I came home and it was like somebody threw a dang party there. Dirty dishes everywhere. Litter box hadn't been cleaned in weeks. I couldn't do anything about it. And my cats had nowhere to go to the bathroom. So they were just using random parts of the house. I just got out of the hospital. I really don't need to go back. That was kind of what led to just this spiral of a day. It started with me asking him to clean the litter box and he just didn't do it. He put his headphones on and was going la 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 and tapping his desk and like actively tuning me out. My mom had called me to show me some maternity clothes she got and I was just really not in the mood. So when she answered the phone, she could see it just all over my face. She's like, what is wrong? And I just kind of let loose. I was like, he won't clean the the litter box and I just got out of the hospital and there's cat feces all over my house and he won't do anything about it and I can't do anything about it but just sit here and smell it. And he got really angry that I essentially told my mom he wasn't doing the bare minimum of what someone who shares a home with you should be doing. Husband, partner, doesn't matter. Even a roommate would do that.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
He was very upset that I let my mom see behind the closed door. He went out in my Mustang and called me about 10 minutes later saying he hit a deer. I live up north in the Midwest. I've seen what happens when you hit a deer with a car many a time. I've done it. When I drove to the scene of the crash and there was no cop there, there was no police report filed, I was very suspicious. And he drove off as soon as I pulled in. So I had pulled in his Jeep and he was pulling away at the same exact time and there was like no visible damage on the car from what I could see. So I basically just followed him home and honked at him trying to get him to pull over because I was more concerned about if there is damage, I need the insurance company to have a report to know about it so I can get it covered. He finally pulled over for a second and didn't even say anything to me. I got out, I was looking at the car. The bumper had been like pulled out on one side, like very visibly grabbed and yanked out. His mom had called me at this point. Essentially, I answered the phone with a little bit of a, why in your right mind would you tell your son not to file a police report on a car accident for a car you don't pay for and you don't pay insurance for? Oh, she went off. She started calling me an impossible biatch and all this and that. And so I essentially kind of just let loose all these things I've wanted to say for months now because every argument we've had has revolved around her. So I said a few choice words. I got home. He was already there. I kind of looked at the Mustang one more time and literally the bumper was just pulled out on one side. I popped it right back in and it was good to go. So it wasn't even anything, which just tells me there's no way this man hit anything because there'd be a bump, a dent, something. So I get inside the house and he's packing a bag. Like, are you crazy? We got married 5 weeks ago. I literally am pregnant. You can't just up and leave because I asked you to clean the litter box this morning, essentially. So I grabbed the suitcase that he had and I put it on the bed and I started pulling his clothes back out and putting them on the bed. And he called the police. So I ended up standing on the other side of the room, just kind of like having a full breakdown, like, what is going on here? What timeline did I just step into? Just crying. I was yelling because I'm like, why are you doing this to me? What on earth is going on? You can't just do this to me. So he had called the cop came and I was sitting outside in the carport in a camping chair at this point. I had my ID ready. I just kind of knew what was going to happen. So I was just crying and this police officer is trying to calm me down a little bit and figure out what's going on. And he came out of the house with some of his stuff in his hands. And essentially he was just like, she's not letting me leave, officer. Just the look on this officer's face kind of gave me this like aha moment of, okay, he sees what's really going on here because he looked so annoyed with the fact he had to be there for this. He made about 5 or 6 trips back in and out of the house to bring his stuff into his car. And the officer was finally like, are you going to leave or are you just going to take your sweet time? Like, why am I out here? I thought this was like a life or death situation, according to you. He gets in his Jeep and he leaves. And the officer was basically just telling me it's best to see him leave than get a call later that night that I got hurt or he hurt me and the baby, anything. I took a few days to process it and then I moved myself back home. Everything that I could prove I had bought in the house, I sold so I had money to start over. It was really eerie looking at the house when it was empty because I kind of had this realization of like, I purchased literally everything in the house. Everything here was all me. It was almost like he never set up his life in the house at all. He wouldn't have even known he was there. It's been a little over a month now, and I still haven't heard anything from him. But we're going through the motions we have to go through to try to figure out what to do about the marriage and the baby and that whole nine yards.
You are pregnant with his child right now. You haven't heard from him?
No. We found out I was pregnant 2 weeks before the wedding, and then he actually didn't want it. So I wanted to be a mom anyway. So we're getting married. We have a house. Why wouldn't I do this? He didn't want it. He wanted to get rid of it. And I told him no. And the wedding was almost called off because I went and spent 3 days with a friend. In the back of my mind, it was like this gut feeling of like, you need to get out of here because he will do something to end this pregnancy almost. And I'd never really had that feeling with him before because he's kind of like not intimidating.
Well, it also broke my heart when you said that you were worried that he might do something to prevent the birth of your child. Were you genuinely afraid that that might happen?
Oh, yeah. So when he got home, I gave him the pregnancy test. Like, actually, I poured him a shot. We're getting married in 2 weeks. Like, we were not expecting this. This is a doozy. So I poured him a shot, and then I said, you're going to want to take this. And then I showed him the pregnancy test, and he went to the bathroom and threw up. And then when he came out, his literal first thing he said to me was basically, so you're getting an abortion, right? And I was like, no. He was like, well, you made that decision without me. You made that decision before you even told me. And I kind of looked at him. I was like, of course I did. No matter what, even if you don't want it, like, I'd be the one who'd be the single mom. It's my choice, not yours. You just made it. I just, for saving face, I basically said, okay, I'll think about it. So I gave him a day, let him think I was thinking about it. And then we were getting food at like Arby's up the road. And it was on the way home. I told him, like, you know, I'm going to keep it. I'd rather be a single mom and figure things out on my own than go through that. Personally, it's for everybody else. It's not for me. I want a kid. He started like whipping his car all around and just like violently whipping it around. Like, I'm talking, I had my seatbelt on and I was still smacking against the door in the center console. And he whips into our driveway and pulls in next to the carport. And I got out of the car and he's just angry in the car. Like, I didn't even want to walk in front of it because I was so scared he was just going to rear right over me. Inside the house, and he pulled out all angrily out of the driveway. I still don't know where he actually went that night, but I grabbed my firearms. I grabbed my cat just in case, social security card, birth certificate, the things you need to start over. And I called my friend. They came and picked me up, and me and all my cats, we stayed at their house for a few days. He had come back around to basically apologize and say he was writing his vows and he's getting parenting books and he's going to be a good dad and try to be the dad that his dad wasn't. I believe that, you know, we're getting married at like a week and a half at this point. Like, it was so close to the date. Really, we're going to blow this up right now. Yeah, he made all the promises and then I went through with it.
As a third party, I'm sitting here listening to the story and wondering what was keeping you in this relationship other than the pregnancy, like even prior to that.
Honestly, I think it was just because I invested so much into it. I was 18 when I met him. We bought this house. After he left, that was kind of this big realization moment of, oh, I really wasn't in it for him because I really don't miss him at all. I was just kind of in it because I had some comfortability here and stability, even though it really wasn't reliant on him whatsoever. Moving home, I have the same amount of comfortability and stability as I did there. So hindsight 2020. Him leaving was honestly like the biggest favor anyone could have ever done, because at least now I don't have to sit here with the what ifs and the regret.
Well, do you have any fears about being a mother now? Becoming a parent is already a huge deal, but now you have a very complicated, maybe co-parenting situation. What are you feeling about that going into it?
My biggest fear is honestly just his and his mom's influence. If I'm being completely honest, like, I'm kind of hoping maybe he'll keep the mindset of not wanting it and not wanting to be a part of it, and just kind of save me and my kid the hassle. At the end of the day, even looking at it from the standpoint of like, if we were still married, if we were still living together, him as a co-parent, even in like a marriage, would have been kind of horrifying, if I'm being honest. And just the way he reacts to things, any ounce of criticism, he was like a blow up. Say like making soaps or something like that. If I asked him to wait a little longer for something to cure in a mold, he'd just throw it and be like, well, I can't do anything anything right. I can never do anything right. And you just hate me. And I'm very much so a 12-year-old almost. Like at some points, it really felt like I was looking at my littler brother and just kind of like dealing with it in the same way as that. I don't know what it was. I think I was really just so invested in everything I put into that relationship that it kind of felt like, oh, can't leave. I mean, everything's here. Yeah, honestly, if there's one thing that I've been telling people after all of this, it's don't let the red flags just pass you by. Like, it doesn't matter what you've built with this person. It can be rebuilt and honestly will probably be rebuilt better if you just do it yourself.
No, seriously. And I think what you said about holding on to the first 6, 7, 8 months of a relationship is so relatable, because how many of us have stayed in a relationship too long when you're just kind of focusing on how good it was and you're just kind of thinking it's going to turn into that again? Oh, this is just a rough patch.
That was the facade and now we're in the real kind of personality. It was just really hard to catch on to that, you know? And I was 18 when I met him. So it was very much so like naive, being young, thinking I know what's best. I mean, the thing is like he had my family fooled too. And I think that was why he had such a problem that day when I kind of let my mom see behind the closed doors with that phone call, because it was at that moment he kind of realized like, oh, she's not making excuses for me anymore. She's not keeping up the facade with me anymore. Because I would post these super happy like photos and videos and look how perfect my life is. And then we'd be arguing, full-fledged arguing. No, my mom thought he was just the greatest thing. My dad had some reservations at first, but he wasn't the worst guy. And my mom really liked him, so he didn't want to be unsupportive. I have two dads. My other dad, he liked him because they related on video games. He thought he was this techie nerd guy. It was like he had almost a different personality depending who he was meeting. And then I did come around to notice like when he was meeting my sisters or friends of mine that kind of saw through it. He was very quiet, very into himself. He would sit on his phone and watch sports or do his fantasy football. A lot of my friends didn't like him. They didn't want to say anything more than I don't really like his vibe, quote unquote, because they don't want to be unsupportive of their friend. Like, you guys are getting married and oh my gosh, you're having a baby. Like, can't right before your wedding say this is a mistake. I mean, the photos speak volumes. My bridesmaids, every photo, they looked very horrified for what I was doing in that moment. Like, my maid of honor, her face was just absolute just regret and disgust. And you know, my other bridesmaid, she told me afterwards, she's like, when he asked if anyone objected, I had this real moment of, is it worth it? Because you will probably hate me forever if I object to this. But at the same time, she's like, I should have.
It sounds like you have some really good friends, because I love that they wanted to be supportive. But I'm even kind of working through that now with one of my friends where she's considering getting engaged, and we're all like, how do we tell her? No, because people at the end of the day have to make their own decisions, but you want to
exactly
in the right direction. This is what we see. Like, please, please change course.
Looking back on it, I wish everyone would have told me this, because it's like at a certain point enough people would have said it, I would have caught on, especially when things were going bad. But at the same time, they're also not wrong in the sense of like, I didn't want to ruin our relationship because I was the one person telling you not to do this. And I get it, because my friends are watching me like, I'm not even 21 yet and I'm going to be a single mom, divorced. And I'm looking around at like some of my friends who are now getting engaged this Christmas season, and it's like deja vu. I'm like, please don't do this. I started asking my friends, how do you feel like your relationship is rated 10 out of 10? Like, I had one friend just stay up and be like, well, right now, today, 5 out of 10. And I'm like, don't keep doing this then. It's not worth it.
The rest of your life should be better than a 5 out of 10.
My friends and their relationships and the things they talk about. I don't want to be this like negative Nancy, but it's like, I've been there, done that.
Well, how do you think they could have effectively brought that up to you? For somebody like me listening that wants to maybe steer their friend in a different course, what do you think would have been an effective way to do that?
I think if my friends would have kind of asked me like, what's really going on that I don't know about, instead of just taking the surface level of what I was telling them, would have opened up about it, because that that was just more a matter of, oh, well, my mom likes him, my dad likes him, my family likes him, my friends like him. And they were getting that information off of social media and what I was saying about it. And the friends who had actually been in the house, they had been around him, they'd met him, none of them liked him. And every single one basically told me this was going to be a horrible idea and a horrible marriage. Okay, on one side, you guys see all of this stuff and I trust you on that. And I know it's not perfect because you guys see how not perfect it is. But on the other hand, I have all these friends who do like him. But I just didn't really think about the fact that the friends that did like him didn't really know him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just seeing what he wanted them to see.
Honestly, I'm starting to think that there's a lot of narcissism there just because there's this one girl that keeps popping up on TikTok. She's like diagnosed narcissist and she like talks about all the tendencies she has and that she's done when she's dated people. And it's like looking my situation in the mirror like, oh my God, that makes perfect sense. That's why this was the way it was.
He was so bothered by the fact that you let your mom see behind closed doors, but at the same time, mm-hmm. doing the exact same thing to you with his mom. And that seems to be the reason why everything sort of blew up, was his mom feeding into it and him being discontent for whatever reason.
I don't even know how to explain it. From what I've heard from her marriage and his dad and his half siblings, she's never been a very good person. I'm talking to one side of the family a lot lately because they've all kind of been burned by this woman in the past. And they weren't very surprised to hear that that's where he ran to. Like, oh, okay, yep, that makes sense why he did it in their eyes. I honestly feel like I don't want to say like, oh, it's not on him, like he was forced to be this way by his mom, because no, it's definitely on him. He's a grown man, but there's definitely a lot of influence from his mom, because when I first met him, just all, I don't want to rely on my parents weren't perfect. He wanted to not be who his parents are. He wanted to be his own person. And then somewhere along the line, she just got right under his skin again, it felt like.
Well, do you have any parting words after this wild story? I mean, you've already imparted so much wisdom, but anything else you want our audience to know?
If you get that feeling to object at your friend's wedding, do it. They might hate you for a minute, but they'll probably thank you in the long run. Even if you think they're going to hate you for it in the long run, at least you said something.
This Thursday on the Breakdown bonus episode, we're covering a lot of different bases. We're going to be talking about toxic family situations, narcissism, and even a little weaponized incompetence. It's an episode you're not going to want to miss. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.